edge of a razor blade. I'm cut from the cloth that the players made. Old 70s cats with dry blowouts, Cazals with the three-piece suit shit. BB group kicks, GM movement. Yeah, motherfuckers, we doing it right. Connect the amplifiers, turn down all the lights, open up the doors and let the marquee shine. Cause I'm a star in the making. Push it to the limit, only as far as we can take it. Vanish for the money, ain't no way that I can shake it. All I do is make money, money, make money, 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 money. Star in the making. Push it to the limit, only as far as we can take it. Vanish for the money, ain't no way that I can shake it. All I do is make money, money, make money, money, money. So my pal like Walk the White, zooming up the block.
Oh, I thought you were gonna count down. Five,
why the
four,
fuck
three,
would I
two,
do that? I'm not a fucking major producer. Just go.
Yeah, but you worked in a TV studio. Should you know how to do the thing?
No.
All right. Well, anyways, this half-assed shit right here that you're listening to is Freak Radio. If you haven't figured out, of course, it's your girl, Lady Shasha, fashion freak here with Tony Man, Double Zero, as always, Cortez. Today we have two guests with us. We have Ryan Mike, the King, and Sir Plus, which we're going to go by Plus. And as always, we are broadcasting from the Freak Mansion directly across the street from them niggas playing spades. it's the truth. It's the truth. We love them, you know, in a way.
No, we don't. No, we don't. Those
anyways,
I have a problem with those motherfuckers.
No, I want to talk about something that just happened.
Okay.
And y'all two feel free to chime in.
I have better pictures of that, by the way.
Oh, that's okay.
Clearly, actually worse. The clearer the picture gets, the worse it
gets. Yeah, better pictures, but worse.
So, I have a baby sister that is in high school.
Baby
sister.
You
know, teenagers, you know, they keep you up on the latest. And she just texted us wondering which malls around us have an Adidas store. I'm thinking in the hopes that she thinks that we're going to wait outside to get some, what are these called? Tiana Taylor Harlem Globetrotter ugly ass sneakers.
These shoes are fucking terrible.
What does that come out the back of it right there?
Hold on.
Who the fuck?
It looks like, no, they should have called those shoes the Predator shoes. That's
the Predator
what
shoes.
The shoes got dreads.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, let me let me show them a better photo of exactly what
and
the shoe exactly
more probably
looks like.
Who the hell is Tiana Taylor?
She's a rapper.
Is she?
Really?
She's known for having big titties and a washboard stomach, but
are
she's also
serious?
Like 18 or something. Yeah. She's the chick from that fucking My Stupid Super whatever Sweet 16 that was the rapper chick that wanted the BMX motherfucker.
Oh, the girl that had the BMX bicycle party.
Here's the complimentary
Why
jacket.
Why did she get her own sneakers?
That's the complimentary jacket that
Don't
goes with
it. Don't you have to have an album first?
Don't you see the jacket that goes with the sneakers now?
I kind of like the jacket.
I feel what? Like I should know of her, but I don't.
No, it's just like some nondescript chick that, you know.
Like, the sneakers, they wouldn't be so bad
They're
if they
ugly.
Didn't have those things on the back.
I don't know. The color scheme there, it's just ugly.
Look, there you go. There's a cleaner photo of them.
Mm.
See, it's worse.
Yo, they're gold snakeskin, and the box that they come in is gold snakeskin as well.
I don't mind the gold snakeskin. It's that stuff on the back I don't like.
It's kind of like a boot.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I would wear those Little Wayne teddy bear sneakers before I wear those.
I would.
Little Wayne teddy bear.
No.
Oh my god, yo!
I would rather wear the little. I would rather wear the little monster sneakers that they came out with and pulled back.
Nah, fuck that. Give me some old school Patrick Ewings from 1988.
These right here. These
yes,
little,
sir.
Those are the teddy bear sneakers.
My Adidas.
And you can see Little Wayne has them on.
Wow. The Ted does have a stupid too.
Oh. Yeah, but I would wear those before I wear
Tiana. Yeah. Okay, you're a female. You could do that. If a dude wears some teddy bear sneakers, I'm
is
gonna kick
Lil
you
Wayne
in the throat. No.
Yeah, well, he also kisses guys on the lips.
Yeah. That, so what does that tell
That's
you?
True.
We've already established that. Yeah.
I kick him in his nondescript nuts. Just kidding. I don't know. Anyways, and the motherfucking price on them shits are $140
That's
and they're sold out everywhere. Well, excuse me?
I've seen some. It's because they're Adidas. If they were Nikes, they would be well over $200. You know that.
That's because they're worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Listen, when you can have people in a sweatshop making Nikes, they're better quality than an Adidas.
They probably come from the same damn sweatshop.
Just wait. From last year, Gate in the playoffs, all the players that went down, like, and so forth, they all wore Adidas.
That's
wore some real shoes. Wore some fucking Nikes.
All day I dream about spraining my ankle.
Hey, fucking nice. I can't wear neither one of them.
Really?
What sneakers you wear?
Yeah, what are you? What's your favorite sneakers there, Ryan Mike?
Like, I don't get to choose. I got really wide feet. And, like, Nikes, like, they make these, like, narrow. Yeah, so I got to get, like, DCs and Vans and stuff like
See,
that.
See, I like those sneakers, but I have narrow feet, and I can't wear them because my feet slide
all
over.
You have no arches either, right?
No, I have arches. My sister is the one that doesn't have arches. But no, I have very narrow feet, so I'm actually ideal for Pumas, but I don't really like Pumas like that. Like,
why not?
I feel like whenever I see somebody
I have Pumas on right
in
now.
Pumas,
what's
I feel like, what country are they from? Because they're not American.
They must
no,
be German.
Sorry.
I have suede Pumas from 19-something.
Well, Pumas are from Germany.
Yeah.
Hey,
just
that's...
Just like Adidas. It's like they're brothers. They
yeah.
split and... The other brother made
Pumas. I got suede Pumas because of the TV show The Misfits, because they made me think about getting them again. One dude had them on there. But it also reminds me of back in the 80s when we had suede Pumas and tracksuits breakdancing on cardboard.
I had a cardboard.
Let me finish. That doesn't make sense. I had a cardboard.
Hold on. I'm going to see if he catches this one. And I spent all day graffitiing on that shit when I was 9 years old. So I was all excited because Breaking had just come out and Beat Street just came out, and I swear I was going to be a tagger.
She's showing her age.
I tagged all over this, and then my Uncle Pat wrote spit all the way across it. That was younger people, when you tag something and someone writes spit across it, it's like they're disrespecting your tagging. And my uncle thought it was hilarious, but I was crushed.
But back to what Cortez said, I have a question. You're a style guru.
I am.
That doesn't make sense. You know what? Now that I think about it, it's irritating that we used to wear suede Pumas with an Adidas tracksuit. That's like wearing a fucking, like, a Philadelphia Eagles hat with a New York Knicks. Yeah, no, a New York Knicks jersey. Like, the two don't match because they're two different sports. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or like you said, you have a Philadelphia Eagles hat with a Cowboys jersey on. That's the same. Yeah, right. You can't do that anyways. But...
Speaking of sports, we gotta find out where are you from, Ryan Mike?
I am from West Michigan. I was born in Muskegon, raised in Grand Rapids.
So are you a Wolverines fan?
I am a Wolverines fan.
Do you like you don't like Ohio State, do you?
I don't like Ohio State.
So it is true. It's real true rivalry. Everybody that I've met from Michigan will say that they do not like fucking Ohio State, and that's true.
Yeah.
What are they, like dicks or something like that? Like, they're like, hmm.
Yes.
Kind of like Full Sail and Rollins.
They came into your territory, you would fight them?
I don't know.
Yeah, we would win.
Are there rivalries down here with these technical schools?
There is some hatering I've noticed out there for some people against Full Sail a little bit. So I remember like, convention.
Yeah, they think we're all trust fund babies.
What the fuck is that?
I don't understand, but
no,
I mean,
they don't understand. It's like, we're not trust fund babies. We're broke as shit.
Yes.
That's what we are.
Yeah.
The kids that go to Rollins are the trust fund
exactly.
babies. Those are ones that have money.
You don't know how it is to stand in the line. You don't know how it is to stand in line of Diesel Bean for fucking 4 hours waiting for your money. Yeah, waiting for your stipend. And then you can't cash it because they take too long. The bank's already closed, and then you got to wait till the next day.
Yep.
And you're hurting.
Yeah, you're hurting.
Half a pack of ramen noodles left.
Mm-hmm. Not even a whole pack of ramen noodles.
No, you have to ration your food, okay? If I break it in half, that makes two meals instead of one.
Then you get a roommate that comes over and it's like, yo, man, let me get that other half, yo. You're like, motherfucker. I had that shit set.
I was hungry, man.
That's your shit.
Quarters of a
ramen
noodle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then you start thinking about your equipment. You're like, well, if I pawn this, by some
if I pawn the mic, if I pawn a microphone, I can get like. But then the fucking pawn shops, they dick you over. I remember when I first moved down to Florida. I had a 360. You know when they were popular back in 2005.
I don't know.
Anyway,
popular.
He said, I went to the pawn shop. He was it was my PS3. He was like, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll hook you up. I'm like, you'll hook me up. He's like, I will give you $15 for your PS3. And I said, motherfucker, do I look like a crackhead? I said, no, fuck you. I'm taking my PS3 back. And then I sold it on Craigslist for $250. But
you gotta do it.
But like, pawn shops will rape you. They will rape your ass.
Yes, they will.
And then they charge too much for the shit that they have in there.
Pawn Stars, that damn show. Yeah.
Pawn Stars. I can't stand that show either, man. Because that shit is fake.
I hate it just because of the simple fact that History Channel used to actually show really cool programs, like, you know, the secrets of World War II. And,
Nazis.
And all this cool shit and whatnot. And now it's like Pawn Stars. I get to watch a show about people bringing the shit they want to sell that has some little historical value, maybe, maybe not. And they do a little thing on it. I was like, who gives a cotton picking fuck? I want to watch the cool shows again about the World War II and all that. What the fuck happened to my history?
It used to be a good channel, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, all the channels used to be a good channel. Cartoon Network?
Yeah.
To like the little meme where it had the cartoon guy with the adult with the Cartoon Network for the head.
Oh, no.
And the little kid with the little scene is like, you were nothing compared to me back then. Yeah. Cartoon Network is not Cartoon Network anymore.
I don't turn it on before 11 p.m. To be honest with you. Yeah.
Adult Swim isn't as good as it used to be.
No, Adult Swim sucks too because they got, like, ever since they started doing the live action shows, I was like, dude, your Cartoon fucking Network.
Yeah, who was watching Cartoon Network? Who was watching that hospital one? Like, as soon as it comes on, I shut it off. I'm like, this is
it's not even funny,
stupid. Like, Aqua Teen Hunger Force is funny, stupid. It's stupid, but it's stupid.
The animated shows are funny ones. Like, the Eric and Tim and all that shit.
No.
No, your shit is
stupid. It's called the
No, my shit is Squidbillies. I don't care.
Squidbillies.
Hilarious.
That and the Venture Brothers, the fucking Venture Brothers.
No, I'm like Ashley McGee. I don't know, there's nothing wrong with that. Ashley McGee.
They're becoming like Saturday Night Live, where it's like Robot Chicken. It's like, you know, Saturday Night Live, you have to watch like a whole hour to get one funny skit.
Saturday Night Live is
Yeah. But Robot Chicken has kind of become like that, where like every maybe 2 out of 5 skits are funny.
SNL is called now Still Not Laughing.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing funny.
Oh,
except when Bieber apologized for smoking weed.
I didn't watch it.
I didn't either. But, dude, did you see that shit? The fucking people were lined up in a line during that blizzard to get in the SNL for Bieber. I'm like, motherfuckers.
Whatever.
You ought to freeze. He's not that serious. And now that he's...
I'm not convinced it's a he. I'm still...
You still think he's a lesbian?
I think he's a 19-year-old lesbian woman. That's what I've always said. It's gonna come out. How could he still not have a single, like, hair on his face and he's
he has a good razor.
No. No, he either has...
Yeah, he doesn't.
A genetic, like, hormonal imbalance problem, or he's a woman.
Well, actually, Native Americans can't grow facial hair.
So he is not a Native American.
He's Canadian. He might be one of those.
I'm just saying, they're Native Americans don't have it. Like,
yeah,
you always say, they don't have facial hair. They can't really grow facial hair. Mm-hmm. And I know my brother took forever to grow facial hair. It actually took me a while to grow it, too. So. Mm-hmm.
Really?
A lot of people can't grow facial hair. Like, bare faces, bare chests, and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here like an Asian, so.
I know what you mean. It's like hard, you know, you gotta like.
He's incognito because he trimmed all that.
You damn straight I trimmed my arm hair. I don't like. Listen, ever since that day when I got molested by that guy in the dance club. Alright, we went to a dance club and I'm dancing across the dance floor and, you know.
Tell him where it was at.
It was in Mohegan Sun in fucking Connecticut.
The casino.
And I'm in a dance club, and it's my wife, my sister-in-law, and my sister, and a friend, my sister-in-law's friend, and we're all standing. They're standing against the side of the wall, and the music is bumping. So I'm dancing, and I said, I'm going to turn my back. I said, I'm going to start doing the pony gimmick, right? So I'm doing this, and then I feel these hands grab my waist. So I'm thinking it's her. I'm thinking it's my wife. Thinking it's, you know, Lady Sasha. So until I put my hands down on my waist, because I felt like they were dry humping me, right? So I put my hands down on the waist, and I can feel this, like, hairy arms and these hairy knuckles. And I stopped, and I spun around, and she's my witness. She heard me over the... They heard me over the loud music.
Oh, yeah,
I pointed at the dude in the forehead, and
all
I said...
All you heard was, what the fuck?
I was like, are you out of your fucking mind? And he was like, sorry, dude. And they, I look in the corner, and they're all laughing at me because I'm like, wait a minute, this is gonna fucking happen.
I would have been laughing too.
But ever since then, I don't like, you know, whiskery hands or what, you know, like fucking.
That was the same night that guy came up to try
with
to
the fucked up
he
tooth.
He tried to dance with my sister. He had only one tooth on the top and it was gold. And he had a jerry curl. And
oh,
he like
man.
Tapped on her shoulder like, you want to dance? She went just like this.
Well, my little sister told me. My little sister told me about her because she had a friend that worked in a strip club. She was like, "I know that motherfucker. He's always in the strip club, and he's always he always comes in with no money. He's always begging for women to lap dance on him." So then he is something was wrong with him. So she did have a right to scream, but still, he looked like Jerome with the 1-2.
Jerome, yeah.
That shit was fucking crazy. But at any rate, back to what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Actually, petting that little pig named Bacon gave me a flashback to the dude's arm because his arm is like pig hair. Weird,
wow.
But
yeah,
true.
Yeah, that was a weird reference.
It's true.
He's got some mental damage from that experience.
That was like, as soon as I pet the pig, I got in a crouching position and wanted to take a rape shower.
The family,
I see.
This is that Family Guy.
I went, yeah, in the fucking, you know, cowering in the corner of the tub.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those are the days.
It's hilarious.
It's true, though.
We didn't ask, what's
your
name? Plus. Plus. Surplus, that's right. See, I kept on thinking discount, and I was like, no, that's not it.
Discount.
I'm sorry.
What the fuck in hell?
My brain works funny.
Okay.
I get that all the time.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Well, no, the thing is, I'm unmedicated. I'm not on Adderall. I'm not on, what's that other one? No. Yeah, that's a good one. No. What the hell is it? Ritalin. I'm not on that either. So my mind kind of travels in different ways. But we forgot to ask, where are you from?
Well, I'm originally from New York, but I've been in West Palm Beach, like a good portion of my life, so.
Nice.
So, Southern Florida, mm-hmm. I tell people.
That's a good place to be. Have you been down to visit his neck of the woods yet?
What part of NY, what part of New York?
We drove past it.
We drove past the exit.
On the way to Miami.
I was born in Queens, and I live in a town called Elmont. West side of Long Island,
mm-hmm.
from age
3 to 10. Shit, did you ever take the Long Island ferry to Bridgeport?
I have not.
I don't know.
I was young in New York, so I didn't travel a lot. I only been to the city once the whole time I lived there. I never saw the Empire State Building, never saw the Statue of Liberty or anything like that.
See, that's how you know we're native Northerners, because we refer to it as the city.
Yeah.
It's not New York City, because everybody else is like, I've been to New York City, but if you're up north, you're like, I'm about to go down to the city, and they know exactly what the fuck you're talking about.
Man, I miss the city. Shoot, my sister would take her ass to the city, she wouldn't have to wait outside.
No, she told me there's the only Adidas store is in...
No, I'm not talking about, I'm talking about Chinatown. You can get almost the same thing. Like, the emblem might be a little bit different. But everything else will look the same.
No.
Nobody will know unless they're looking
real close. They don't have a Chinatown in Orlando.
No, I'm talking about up there.
I know, but I'm saying, but they don't have a bootleg place like that down here.
The closest.
They have a little, like, Korean town.
Yeah.
They do? Do they sell, like, bootleg shit?
They don't sell bootlegs
there.
No. You have to go to the flea market. Stanford Flea Market has bootleg purses.
Plug.
And sunglasses. Just letting you know. If you want some fake Louis Vuitton sunglasses, Stanford Flea Market has them for $5. My people talk them into, like, 3 for $10. But you gotta know how to talk to people.
We're gonna be at Sanford tomorrow, actually.
Yeah, we're gonna be.
Oh, what? What are you guys doing in Sanford?
We're at West End Trading Co.
No shit!
Yes.
That was an excellent segue, by
the way.
It was.
Yeah.
How long? How long you guys gonna be performing for? Like, what is it? How long is your set?
Well, last time we performed there, they gave us 20 minutes, but then, like, people didn't show up, apparently. They gave us an extra 10 minutes, so we were there for 30.
So, what are you, like, rapping and just, like, it was, like...
Yeah, we just had to find, like, some other stuff to do. Like, we juggled a little bit, you know. Like, oh, we got 10 minutes, and, you know.
Wait, you know what? Do you freestyle, or do you have, like, a track? Like, do you have, you know what I'm saying?
I suck at freestyle.
You do?
I appreciate your honesty. I'm glad you did not pull a Drake and pull out like
yo.
Yeah, I'm doing freestyle.
I can tell a freestyle when you're reading a tablet.
Yeah.
Or like Wiz Khalifa, he's like, hold up.
You know,
and he's like reading. Yeah.
Here, here's a trick. You can always tell the real freestyle. You know how you can tell?
Because
like if some
dinner.
No, if you if you're rapping right and you're going blah 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 blah, like you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
A freestyle, they're like, and then I went to bed.
And then they have to
they have to pause for a second, right? That's a real freestyle. Anybody that just keeps rhyming off the top of their head, they're either fucking Notorious B.I.G. Or they're bullshit.
Or Eminem. I think Eminem.
And I hate that motherfucking what the fuck is it called? That BET show. When they do that fucking...
106 Park.
Yeah, they do
the
Freestyle Fridays. No, when they do the battles,
yeah.
And one dude will battle you and be like, oh, your sneakers are fucked up, blah, blah, blah. And the other guy will be like, I rip shit on top of shit. And like, it's like,
yeah.
He's not battling the person and what they have
he's
on.
Just
he's
right,
just...
a battle rap.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just like, it's to me, it's more of an essence of a battle rap. If I'm rapping against her and I'm talking about her sweatshirt, her shoes... Her holy sneak, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Rather than just talk about like how I rip MCs.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just
it's
that's
a
just
bit
me.
More personal.
I rip. I mean, I rip.
Yeah. With that fucking rudimentary ass fucking one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Yeah. Generally, if your freestyle sucks, you're probably going off the top of your head. Usually, people will start spitting some written stuff, and then like towards the middle, at some point, they'll be like off the top of the dome. And you're like, now
yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, what was his name? The one.
The game.
Freestylist. He could rhyme about anything.
Cannabis.
No, not cannabis.
Oh. Blind Fury.
Supernatural.
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 I never heard of him.
Supernatural was actually Supernatural because he could talk about something in a room so like that, and you thought he wrote every word, single word of it.
Really?
Yeah, he's just that natural of a freestyle. It's like when you freestyle, your mind clicks. It's like it's a total different challenge than
to,
writing.
To me, the essence of a freestyle is like if I listen to like I'll take it back. But there's one Funkmaster Flex when he has the locks on there. They did a good freestyle, or Funkmaster Flex had G Unit on there, believe it or not, with 50 Cent and Lloyd Banks. But to me, Lloyd Banks' shit. Might have been written because I heard it on his album. Unless what they do is they freestyle that shit and they're like, yo, that's a hot
yeah,
rhyme.
He did it on the first one. For Flex, 60 Minutes of Flex. He did a freestyle and then I remember later hearing it on like his third album.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So is it really a freestyle or is it just a
yeah.
written shit?
Did you ever
shit?
See that guy on YouTube that does the freestyle battle parodies?
Oh, come on, man.
I gotta play it. It's funny as
nobody
hell.
Wants to see that
I'm
shit. That's
I'm
not
I'm
freestyle.
Playing.
I'm not giving that motherfucker credit. I'm about to cover them. Oh, this dude.
We got a new challenger. New
spin. You didn't see him when he went against Soulja Boy?
Oh, God.
Okay. Nah, he
didn't. Calm it down. It's not about me spinning today. It's about me. We know we came here for the champion.
It's the
our
super hot
man.
Fire.
Glasses, jacket, shirt. Super hot fire.
What a metal rap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is he fighting against? They're rapping.
I don't remember. I just clicked on whichever one.
Yo, we got the magical penny right here. Heads and tails does it well.
Spitter, the guy who doesn't
rap.
They're
saying it. Super hot.
Oh, yeah. The mute spitter is funny.
It's on you, mute.
Oh.
And it goes to mute spitter.
Rip a mute. Spit that mute. Rip a mute. I can't even hear him.
So he's miming, ladies and gentlemen, they can't see.
I can't even hear him.
Exactly. He's spitting.
Reminds me of in Pootie Tang when he put on that album that there was nothing on it.
That ain't that
Pootie Tang! He was like,
Pootie Tang! Pootie Tang! Pootie Tang! Pootie Tang!
Without Lupa. Okay. Okay, he caught me back. Hot fire. Don't forget the super!
It's too crazy in these streets right now. No more rounds, just back and forth. Spit that. Go, Mute.
Let's go, Mute.
Come on, man. Let's go, Mute. Put on the headphones. Read his lips.
Read his lips. His mouth was even moving.
All right. Nap for a real Harlem shake. Not the meme that's going around.
Oh, I love that. Oh, no.
Simper down.
Oh, my God. Why
super,
did I think of that?
Super. Kill.
Oh, my God.
Look. Two eyes.
Two.
One nose.
One.
New spitter. Zero losses.
Get up.
Versus super hot. Not Aster.
Now what?
That didn't rhyme.
You know what?
Exactly. He's not a rapper.
If I had like fucking 40 friends, I could have made these videos back in the day, but.
Way back. You could have made those videos and got laughed the fuck off the stage. They're like, what the hell is this bullshit?
Isn't there something in After Effects where you can multiply people and make it seem like it's twins and shit?
Yeah.
Why would we do that? You don't get a 40 friends, just multiply yourself 10 times. In different outfits. I'm thinking on my
naps. Alright, I take that.
No, why? Why are we still watching this video?
I don't know, I'm shutting it off.
Thank you.
That was terrible.
For the freestyles that end up on other people's verses, I think a lot of times they write that,
yeah,
and they practice it in a freestyle, and then when they see that people like it, then they mm-hmm. just. They
yeah, that, I think that's what it is too. It just makes me laugh, though. It's like when you hear something, you're like, fuck, you said that shit before.
The very interesting thing is that somebody who's good at freestyling can't necessarily make a good album, though.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
Like, how many hits do they
like
have?
Cannabis. Or like Nicki Minaj, that's good as a guest star on other people's albums, but she can't hold her own weight in her own record.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, I said record, I'm showing my age.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
No, they still call it record of the year for, like, awards and stuff, so...
So,
but the difference album or record, I think album,
you know,
like a single record is the actual whole, all the tracks.
I feel really bad because we're leaving Lady Sasha out. What do you think? Do you think, because she doesn't listen to that type of rap song, do you think Will Smith can freestyle?
Fuck you. I do listen to
what songs. Is love? Baby, don't hurt
yeah,
me.
You keep making fun of people that like club music. We're just
no, that ain't club music. That's 80s
that's
like club
music.
Music.
That's 90s.
That's club music. And specifically, that's
eight.
Techno.
F T E Y. Dun, 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 dun,
that's
dun,
the safety dance.
And you know,
and
she.
I like 80s music. I like
she
80s
really
music videos because they make no fucking sense and I love it. It's like, and 80s music is like, oh, we got a white horse and a fog machine and some glitter. Let's throw the glitter in the air, turn on the fog machine, and glue a horn to that horse. There's the video.
Play you with my rock and roll.
Yes.
That's what you like, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. I love it. Look at what music video has been reduced to. We went from that to fucking Trinidad James and a fucking dude in a what the hell is he in? A grocery cart?
I don't know. I don't watch fucking those shitty videos.
You had to have seen all of them.
No, I swear to God, I try to stay away. Don't even try to show me that shit now. I stay away from that
you
garbage.
You want
to
see all
no, I don't care. I don't care.
Gold.
You know what? Show me the money. Show me the fucking symphony.
Don't believe me. Just watch nigga. That's why you don't watch it because you can't say the word.
Show me the symphony. You know?
I can say the words.
They call me D-Nice.
What can I say?
You like Trinidad James Cortez?
Hell no.
Thank you. Ryan White?
I honestly have never even listened to him, so.
God, please don't.
I won't
you're getting this taken away from you because you're about to play right now.
So I'm out of way. I can't even.
Yeah, I like to stay away from people that I hear suck, except, like, I gave Waka Flocka a chance. I kind of like it.
Really?
A little bit.
Somebody keeps trying to tell me to listen to, what the fuck is that dude's name? I can't even remember his name.
Oh.
That's how much of an impact he had on me.
I can't remember his name either. He was in Orlando not too long ago, and everybody was all, you gotta go see him.
That motherfucker that's from the West Coast, Wiz Khalifa?
No, not Wiz Khalifa. The
Kendrick
one?
Lamar?
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar is good. Nah, I like Kendrick Lamar.
That's the second person that's told me that. That's
yeah.
The third person. Because I've never listened to Kendrick Lamar shit, so I don't know.
Kendrick Lamar.
I didn't like him at first when he had that Michael Jordan song. I was like, all right. And I heard more songs. He grew on me. So I was like, all right.
I still refuse to listen to him as well. Because I don't know. I have like this big thing against listening to the people that everybody's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what? I'm the same way. Like...
That's
like,
why I like Azalea Banks, because everybody's like, who? And I'm like, I like her.
But I know what you're talking about. Like you know,
but
back in the day with Tia.
Just being kind of pretentious, though, if you think about it. You stay away from something because everybody else is listening to them.
No, but there's people that are so much better, but nobody's talking about
but
it.
But at the same time, it's like, at the very least, it's like, some people get out, some people, but I mean, just to solely not listen to somebody because everybody else is listening to
them. Oh, no, that's not my sole reason, but yeah, I'm just saying. Like I was saying, but, I wanted to talk about Azealia Banks because everybody sat there. Not
I was
everybody.
In the 2
but certain people sat there on the Source magazine, they put their little freshman copy, and they fucking put Iggy Azalea on there. To represent women, when they should have put Azealia Banks, and Iggy Azalea ain't done shit.
Who gives a fuck about the Source? The Source hasn't been relevant since before.
Benzino took over.
Before that point, the Source was on point. That was the place to go for music. After that shit.
That
had a little run for a while. After a while, I was just like, fuck it, fuck them all.
You know what? You know it's the best magazine. It's King.
What?
That they show the girls' asses. That's the only one I'm like. Yeah, it does.
If I want to see girls' asses, I look at Maxim, FHM. Actually, FHM is actually better than Maxim.
You know what I got in trouble for that?
Just show what type of woman you like. Matt says what type of strip clubs you like. You like the strip club, it's like, she's my cherry pie. You like that strip club, it's like, there's some hoes.
No, I don't.
That's just because you said King, he said FHM.
Wait.
I remember the only time I read FHM was when I was in the military, because that was at the time when Vita Guerrero first came out, and
yes.
everybody was on that. And that was the magazine that was being passed around.
You know what? I used eBay before eBay was eBay, believe it or not. Because
King is just too ghetto for me.
I had a Vita Guerrero, the Vita Guerrero Playboy, and I was working at a Jiffy Lube, and this kid was like, yo. He's like 17.
Yeah, exactly.
No, he was 17, and he was like, yo.
Vita Guerrero, how to lube your jiffy.
No. The pages weren't sticky.
I'm just saying.
What I'm telling you is this, right? I was eBay before there was eBay, because the kid was 17, so he couldn't get the Vita Guerrero Playboy. He was like, yo, I really want it. I got it for $9, and I was like, yo, I'll sell it to you for $25. He was like, okay. So I was eBay before eBay was eBay.
You were just a cooler older dude that had the hookup.
You damn right.
Because I had neighborhood kids and so forth like that. It's like, yo, dog, can you give me that new porno? Here you go, $30.
You know what I hated though? I hated being young, and you find a porno in the trash, and the pages are stuck together. It's like, you think it's water, and you're like, plug it. Hey, you got it sometime.
He's like, you're like 9.
Yeah, you're like, hey, grab it, open it, hold on, wait, this page is kind of...
I found something.
Yeah.
That I'm not supposed to have.
And also, I was eBay before eBay was eBay, because I sold that WWE belt for $250.
Do you remember watching the Playboy Channel through the squiggles?
Yes.
I remember.
I used to be so mad because it would clear off.
Skinamax.
Boom.
Fucking Skinamax, dude. Skinamax was a shit.
Fucking Skinamax.
Skinamax was a shit.
In the early days of Skinamax, because that was like a lot more soft.
Yes.
I remember in the early days of Skinamax.
Emmanuel.
Yes. Hardcore
porn. Yeah.
We used to come to middle school. I swear to God, 8th grade was all about this. You come to industrial arts class. I'm sorry. Industrial arts class on Monday. Yo, did you see that movie on Skinamax at 11? Yeah, son. They showed full frontal. It was a guy, too. It was swinging.
I watched
it. But you didn't know little girls talk like that. Little girls talk like that.
Oh, I know. Because boys talk like that.
Yeah.
Like I said, they show everything. They even show penetration. They show like the old Swedish like porno movies. Because I still remember to this day.
And they have like hairy bushes. They don't change their shit. So it's
you
like
walk in the jungle, man.
It looks like a fucking, it's like a big ass pie shape that's fucking nothing but hair.
I just remember some shit about them riding bicycles or some shit like that. And like every 5 minutes, they're riding bicycles, and they say, no, they're...
I saw one called The Busty Detectives. I'm just kidding, man. And it was like the dumbest bitches. They were dumb as shit. And I was like, wait a minute. And I tried to like pass it off. I'm like, this, it gives you a headache because I'm like, this shit sucks. There was a blonde chick with fake titties, and you can tell because they had that fake undercut. Then there was a short chick with black hair that was semi-decent. Then there was the old chick. So I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll just like the chick with the black hair because you know what? She's halfway decent. But after a while, then they got a close-up on her face and she had like pop marks. Like she stabbed her face with a fork.
I thought you were going to say dick marks when somebody stabbed her. Sorry.
No.
Yeah.
Beating her in the head with a dick.
Take that shit.
But anyway, Everyone don't be fooled. Lady Sasha likes that frisky shit because she used to pause Terminator.
That was when I was like 9 or 10
just
years
to watch Arnold Schwarzenegger dick.
No, me and my friends, I will tell it. Me and my friends were much little girls. We used to have slumber parties. And our goal from, like, I would say 5th grade to at least 9th grade was to locate male frontal nudity. So we found Terminator, and there's a scene where Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he first gets beamed back to, like, the past to look for John Connor, and he gets up and he's walking naked. We used to pause and rewind that shit over and over again.
Just to look at a steroid dick.
And Porky's. Porky's is a lot of male frontal nudity in that. I should write a blog post.
Did you know that in Porky's, the dude Meat, there was an Italian dude named Meat, he was also in fucking Die Hard 2.
Sure.
And I recognized his face.
Oh, you're gonna say you recognize.
No homo, because I know how motherfuckers think. By the way, how does that work?
I don't remember seeing him being that in Die Hard 2, and I have all of them. So.
That's the motherfucker that got stabbed in the eye with an icicle.
Okay.
But why is it that a motherfucker can say something, right, really, really gay, and then say no homo, and automatically, you know, just...
You
have a tight ass, and I want to soak that asshole up. No homo. All of a sudden, you're not gay? Come on. That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
I don't think it erases it.
No.
No, what it is that you say something that is meant to be a straight comment that people will take as gay because people have twisted their little thing. You say no homo after it.
No, but you know what? Yeah. You shouldn't have to say that because if somebody twists the thing, maybe they're gay.
Well, the thing is, though, is that everybody likes to crack jokes on everybody nowadays.
True.
I don't. I mean, I don't say something like, man, you really got a tight ass.
Half an hour?
No, but I don't crack jokes with another dude like, hey, you got a really tight ass. No homo, because that's gay.
Nice biceps, dude. You work out?
Yeah, hey, let me feel that bicep. Ooh, damn. That's gay.
I'll even sit to a real life instance because, like, I was waiting for my homeboy to get to we're, like, all eating out, and my homeboy's running late and so forth, so...
Eating out.
I know he always...
I caught that, too. I wasn't going to say anything. I wasn't going
to say anything. Yeah. You see, it's the type of joke.
Did you say no homo? No homo.
No.
Okay.
He's eating out. That's not homo.
I'm sorry, guys.
This is true. Okay. But at the same time, though, it's just like... We're all there, and he was running late and stuff like that. I know he gets a sweet tea and so forth like that because he was like, ordered a drink ahead of time. And I was like, all right. He's like, I'll take a sweet tea, and my partner and I have a sweet tea as well. Like, my friends just gone and said, oh, your partner. Oh, you guys, how long have you guys been dating and so forth? That's when you got to use the no homo because I forgot the people who I were around at the time. They like to make little jokes like that, you know? And there's nothing wrong with being gay and so forth like that, but that's just not me.
You know what?
That's just how it is.
I don't have a problem with that, because, like, growing up, my mother would be like, oh, you're hanging out with your girlfriend. I'd just be like, that ain't my girlfriend. That's just my female friend. Remember back in the day, your mom would be like, me and my girlfriends would go to a club, and you'd just like, oh.
Yeah, that's come from the 70s. My mother says that.
Yeah, but if we said it now, like, me and my boyfriends, we went to the club. That's not gay. Me and my boy. Me and my boy. We went to the club. And if you go to a dance club with a dude, there's something wrong. You don't go to a dance club with a dude.
Well,
unless you're single.
No, yeah, that's what I say. If you're single, usually dudes go to dance clubs in packs, like 3 or 4.
Yeah, if you go to a dude, two people.
Yeah.
What if it's two dudes?
You still do it.
Then they remind me of the night at the Roxbury guy.
But see, women can.
Well, you actually have to go with at least a minimum of two guys, two or more, just because it's a safety factor. Only for the fact that. You might get enough fire and so forth like that, you gotta have backup.
Yeah, boom, yeah.
You gotta have your rolled off.
But you usually need backup. I just like.
With the guns, you got the guns, right? You be like, huh?
Just knock them all up.
You see that roundhouse?
Yes, I saw that roundhouse. But see, that reminds me of the meme. Now, there's four dudes here and there's one female.
Okay.
Now, the dudes know what I'm talking about. It's when you go to a sporting event or a club or whatever and it's got like a bunch of urinals. And you're peeing, even at the school. Yeah, and and there's like 50 bajillion fucking urinals, and the dude wants to stand right next to you and piss.
He's like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, there's at least go one down or something.
Right, just like kind of like a movie theater. Remember how you used to be like, oh my God, you get so irritated, because we go to the movies, and we'd be the only two. Why is it that the next couple wants to come and they want to sit fucking right next to us? And I'm like, yo, you got like, you got 4,000 seats. Yeah, why you got? And she's like, why are you getting so irritated about it?
Because I like
right. That's what I'm saying.
You're in a movie theater's 800 seats and there's only two people in there. Why would you just sit right dead in front of
But you get irritated because I'm like, damn, man, what the fuck?
I was trying to separate myself.
No, I get irritated because you're vocal about it. Like, I would just be like, jeez. He'd be like, damn, man!
What the fuck? Ain't there enough seats around here?
He's very vocal.
He's always hating. It's like, I'm sitting in there and I'm like, all right, cool. I got the whole thing to myself because I love when that happens. Like,
yes.
Like, yeah, like a big
it
movie.
It feels like you got a private screening.
Yeah. Like, you'd be like, all eyes. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to really enjoy this movie now. And then all of a sudden, like, as the previews come in, like, almost when the movie starts, a couple walks in. And you're just like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, but fuck, man.
He was like, damn it! You know, just like,
I know what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, I've seen, like, opening movies.
And just walk in and like...
No, like a movie. Let's say, like...
Really?
Let's say, the Die Hard movie, right? The new one that came up. I would go at 12 o'clock, the matinee, be the only motherfucker in there that I think I'm the only motherfucker in there. And then you get, like, four motherfuckers, and you're like, fuck, man.
You guys yell in the theater, don't you?
I used to, yeah.
Run!
Oh, we specifically drive from our neighborhood to the ghetto theater. Just so there's a bunch of people yelling. You have to...
I remember we watched that movie.
Horror movies. Horror movies in a ghetto theater are beautiful.
Yo, I remember we watched...
Don't go in there, bitch! Oh, that's a dumb bitch. You gonna die now.
They gonna kill you!
I remember when we watched a movie that had Paris Hilton in it.
Oh, that was House of Wax.
Yeah, and she got fucking killed.
The whole theater applauded when she got killed.
Yeah, when she got killed.
Talking about the movie specifically advertised that Paris Hilton got killed in the movie because they knew they wanted to see Paris Hilton die.
Dude, it's almost like
the
a...
The only reason why people went, I'm pretty sure a bunch of people walked out after that scene.
Yo.
The man is dead! Yes! It's time to go.
Yo, in my favorite movie...
My
favorite movie still to this day to go see with a crowd was Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah.
Because you had half the motherfuckers cheering for Freddy, half of them cheering for Jason. It was like a college football game. The shit was off the hook.
I'm a Jason guy myself.
Me too. I'm a Jason guy. I don't like Freddy.
I love Freddy Krueger.
What was actually fun for me was...
Can he wipe his ass with them claws?
He's got another hand. He only has claws on one hand.
Can he masturbate?
Well, he was a child molester, so I'm sure.
That's why I like Jason better, because Jason was like an innocent guy who like kind of drowned as a kid, and now he's like...
Fucked up like Freddy, because he talk shit before he killed you.
Jason doesn't need to talk shit. He just handles his business.
He walks calmly and chops your head off.
Yeah.
I was never afraid
of Michael Myers, because Michael Myers walked 2 miles per hour. Actually, 0.2 miles per hour.
You're forgetting the scariest thing about Michael Myers.
Oh, God.
No, listen. This is the scariest thing about Michael Myers. He had no reason to become what he was. He was just a little kid one day.
Why don't you say what he was?
Snapped and killed
everybody. Why don't you say what he was?
That's scary.
Why don't you say what he was? Dr. Loomis?
Evil.
Yeah, evil.
You're evil.
I was never been scared of Michael Myers because...
That's a damn shame.
Sorry.
Over my shoulder at American Idol, this chick has the worst weave in the world, and then she did some kind of gesture that was just very unflattering. I'll have to get a screenshot of that and put it underneath this podcast, but that's why I had to stop for a second.
Well, I don't understand.
Yeah, these chicks are crying because they're going home.
You know what? Why is it on fucking American Idol when they got a chick with some fucking standout curly hair, like they stand out from the rest of the audience, they immediately straighten that fucking chick's hair? Why?
Because this is America and you can't be a superstar with curly hair. Name one. I'll wait.
Tina Turner. Oh, no. Nope. Motherfucking, I don't know.
See?
I can find, I'll think of
Beyonce.
Her hair's not curly. She wears a blonde
Solange.
Hair straight. Solange is not a superstar. Beyonce is a superstar.
We'll find one.
We'll find one. Let's keep thinking back.
He's got to Google it now.
Kalish.
Oh, okay. You got one.
Yeah. I hate you so much right now. What about that?
You know I was outside right here, the Mariah Carey she did.
Well, no. I think it's a time difference because in the 80s, everybody's had that damn perm. I mean, you look at, like...
People who didn't have curly hair went and got curly hair.
Yeah, it's like, because you look at Top Gun and so forth, all the leading ladies, but then they all had a perm.
Yeah.
Even Sharon Stone. And then, like, in the 90s and so forth, it was, like, straight hair.
Kelly LeBrock is overrated.
Although, in some cases,
How did you get on Kelly LeBrock?
Because you said Top Gun.
She was in Top Gun?
Not Kelly LeBrock. What the fuck was that name?
Kelly LeBrock was in Weird Science.
So, what's the blonde chick's name?
I don't know. The only blonde chick I know is Kim Cattrall.
So, I mean...
From actresses. trying to think.
It just depends.
Charlize Theron, she's blonde.
Because Jessica Alba had curly hair when she first started out in Dark Angel, and then she straightened it, which I was heartbroken about.
I remember her from fucking the new Flipper.
Wow.
Her name was Maya.
Why would you even admit to even watching that?
Hey, wait, hold on, wait.
You're all saying you watched Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
No, wait, there's no homo.
That's just cool.
I know, I like it. I used to watch it. I used to watch it, yes.
Hey, I bet
with the Green Ranger before
we talk about it. I met Jason David Frank. He's cool as shit.
Wow.
Cool.
So wait, does it count that I say no homo if I watched Flipper?
Yeah, he's like, he's actually like an immigrant.
Flipper.
That used to be our after school thing.
It's kind of funny because he was telling stories. He was just like, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, people, they kind of don't like me too much because it's like, I guess I got the ass kicked by a Power Ranger, you know. You can't really go tell your girlfriend, like, yeah, baby, I just got my ass whooped by a Power Ranger.
That used to be our after school thing. And when I say after school, I mean after college. Freshman year of college, we would go back to the dormitory and watch Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Tiny Toons.
That was a good block. Yeah. I remember it started out like this. That was that Fox Animation block.
Oh,
like,
Animaniacs. We love damn Animaniacs.
It was like they switched it up because they had like the Disney one, and then they also had the Tiny Toons, Animaniacs. Then you had like Tailspin, Power Rangers. And then before that, they had DuckTales. Exactly. Chippendales, Rescue Rangers, and Tailspin. I didn't really like Tailspin so much, but it would have the tail end of it.
If there's trouble, you call VW.
That was for shit.
And then when we wanted to watch it on a big screen, because in the dormitory, they had like a common room where it's a big screen TV. We used to have to fight with the damn two groups of people. Including us, there's three groups. There was the cartoon people. We wanted to watch cartoons. There was the talk show people. We wanted to watch talk show, like Ricky Lake and everything. And the soap opera people. And every day, it was like a fight. Like, no, we got here first. We're watching fucking anime ads.
Let me guess, you guys used to camp out in that shit.
You had to beat the soap opera people. Because, man, and they get pissed if they miss their stories.
Why?
Well, I mean, the stories now are like the reality shows. Yeah. So that's the new stories. I'm using quotation marks in case you people can see it. Quotation.
Yes.
So, I mean, this woman looks a hot ass.
She got black boots, a blonde weave. She looks like she might have
out
because her
I'm sorry, she's ugly as shit.
Oh, man. I was being nice.
I'm not being nice. I'm a fucking asshole.
She's sexy.
She has on the wrong clothes.
If you
and
had
the wrong
about
50 cool
45s.
Yeah. Good one. Good callback.
That's
drums,
pretty mildly attractive.
At least she's playing the drums.
Huh?
Yeah, and she's playing
sort
the drums.
Oh, Lord. And she looks like an African.
What is that supposed to mean?
She looks...
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Hey, look.
That Africa is a big-ass continent. North Africans don't even look like South Africans. Educate yourself.
They're white.
Look.
Actually, they're
here you go. Here's my favorite TV show. Check it out.
Why are we watching Flipper?
Because watch Jessica Alba. Ah.
I don't want to see preteen Jessica Alba. I want to see Dark
she was,
Angel.
She was a teen.
I want to see, Angel.
She was at least 17. Look. And I watched this shit. Because I was bored.
You were even better off saying you watched Baywatch.
I did watch
Baywatch.
That too. What,
did you watch Baywatch
Yes,
Nights?
I did. No, hell no. Look, you see Jessica Alba. Watch how she looks.
Yes.
Watch how she looks. She looks really crazy as a youngster. Like, you can tell she's like something.
Acapulco Heat.
There she is.
Acapulco Heat. That was another one to watch.
She gets the last fucking name. Look.
Oh, she was Jessica Marie Alba.
That's right, Jessica Marie Alba. And I used to watch the shit. No homo. Don't look at it because you
gotta
watch it.
I gotta turn it up to see what the hell she's singing. I have to. Oh
my God.
Thunder in paradise.
They look like they're enjoying it too.
We didn't start the fire.
Let me go out. Slow it down. Come on, y'all.
Oh, she's having a meltdown on stage. What the hell is she doing? Is she crazy?
Where my stick at?
Oh no!
It's over there.
I need this to be right, y'all. Come on. Ba ba da ba ba da ba ba. Come on.
this footage from American Idol. It's just on. Sorry.
Yes. We're watching this live.
So, I apologize if there's quietness, but I'll give you a play-by-play. You got some chick playing a drum with a fucked-up weave. She looks like Michael Strahan with a weave, actually.
Actually, yeah.
Performance.
She could eat corn through a picket fence.
I am bowing down at your feet today.
Why?
I am honored to be a part of Idol this year, just to say that I was a part of the Zonette era.
Nicki Minaj, you don't know real time to smack you in the face with a dick.
Judges will deliberate. Zonette, Candace,
Justin Bieber,
and Angela.
No, but seriously, come on. Nicki Minaj, how the fuck does she know about talent?
Button.
Yeah, you gotta turn it down normally.
It was in the middle.
She used to, when she first started out, she was actually somewhat a good actor, and then switched it up.
We talked about that. I liked her in the beginning.
It's very simple.
When she was in her itty bitty piggy phase, she was good.
Yeah. Well, it's simple. She chose to make money. I can't get mad at that. She went to choose to make money with the pop song and so forth that everybody's listening to.
At an itty bitty piggy in the market.
She's making money.
Yeah, you're
can't get mad at that. I even had a conversation with somebody about that. It's like, oh, I could never sell out. And I was like, to be honest, the minute you put your art on sale for money to make a living, you've already sold out. So
I think the best sellouts in the game are Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, for fucking
stadiums.
Fuck's sake.
They're the only
William.
Rap group playing
William.
Stadiums. I don't care. I respect this hustle.
I respect Will I Am.
I respect his hustle.
The first album was, I liked the first album, because I have it. That was back on the gym.
Oh, that's the joint.
You know,
that's
so, I recognize Will I Am can make some good music and so forth like that. I mean, they just chose a different genre. Some people got mad at it, but hey, you can hate if you want to, but hey. That motherfucker's making hits.
Even with the Fergie thing, people got mad. So, why did they hire Fergie? Well, if you listen to their earlier stuff,
they always had
female guest singers. So,
vocal.
It just made sense to just get a permanent female guest singer instead of having like 8 different women on the tracks. Although, I wish they would have got that chick from the Joints and Jam because her voice just went along with them so much better. But maybe she.
Vinnie Malika, that's what I remember. Yeah.
3 Six Mafia sold out pretty good back in the day.
I only know one song.
Turn the club up! Turn the club up!
Oh, you probably. I know, 50 million songs from them.
Wow.
They won an Academy Award for one of their songs. Mm-hmm. For It's Hard Out Here.
Are they the first rappers to win an Academy Award? I want to say they are.
I think so.
I probably believe so. We're the first rap group.
Yeah.
I don't know of any other Oscar-nominated rap songs, so, yeah.
Where did Tony Man disappear to? How do you get up in the middle of a broadcast?
He just disappeared, ladies.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Sorry, I had to take care of some business.
Oh, okay.
Why do you need to ask my question? Listen,
you
they don't need to know. The public doesn't need to know my whereabouts.
Well, next time, signal me and we can do like a station.
Okay, my signal's going to be like.
No, the signal that we had the first graders use is this. And
why would I do that?
So that lets us know that you're taking a bathroom break. This is all real.
Okay, so everyone. I took a piss break.
There you go.
What do you want? Come on.
I went to Cinema Verite, but it's not cinema, it's Radio Verite.
It's the theater of the mind.
Yeah. Well, you just gave them a theatrical entrance into the bathroom.
If I said, I walked down the hallway, I quietly opened the bathroom door, lifted the toilet seat.
That was good.
That's the theater of the mind.
Yes.
But you don't have to ask where I'm at because they don't know because this is not a camera. This is a mic.
Well, I have a question for you two guys. Since you are the resident, and I hope I'm not assuming, but I'm looking at you and I'm going to assume that you're both white.
Resident Caucasians?
Yes. No, but what I'm going to ask is how do you feel about being it very much ingrained in the hip-hop music and how does it affect you as a white person as a white rapper, do you feel like you're held to an impossibly high standard?
Well, I mean, it seems like white rappers are kind of like all over the place now. They're like MGK and Mac Miller and they're all over, like Macklemore. And it's just like there's more and more of us. But like a lot of times I feel like people, they have a prejudice against me, but I kind of do it on purpose. Like I try to act more corny just so people underestimate me. But then I was called Mitt Romney once in a rap contest. And he was like,
"You look nothing like Mitt Romney."
Yeah, he was like, "This right here is like Obama versus Mitt Romney." I'm like, "No, you did not just call me Mitt Romney."
Wow.
This is like, I'm gonna just call you the first white person's name I think of.
Yeah, I get compared to Eminem a lot, and I have no idea why.
Because you're from Detroit and you're white.
Well, I'm from Grand Rapids.
Well, you're from Michigan anyway. So, but why would you even ask me that question? I'm not
because
a freestyler. I'm not a rapper.
No, but you are a hip-hop head from old school back in the day. You are the first Eminem. You're the first...
Well, back in the day...
Oh, my God, bro.
Back in the day, it was actually
when I met
cool
you, your
because...
hair was blonde. Like, bright blonde.
I mean, let's put...
And he used to have baggy-ass pants, and he used to wear them heaven or hell jeans, and every third word was yo, know what I'm saying? And now he's, like, went to college and learned how to talk and shit.
Well, see, the interesting thing... The interesting thing is, like, it was like a historical point because at first it was cool because you had the Beastie Boys, everybody and so forth. You had third base and stuff like that.
Right.
Like, MC Search. That was cool.
Right.
And then Vanilla Ice came out and fucked it up.
Right.
Vanilla Ice, like they, he fucked up the game for white people for a while, and it took years before they became cool when Eminem finally came out and brought it back to the forefront. So
what he said.
Because you also had, because, I mean, there are some people that I love, like, down south, you had Paul Wall, who's still doing it, you know, they gained a lot of respect and so forth.
Love Sparks.
That one hit one.
That was a hot beat, though.
He had
Thank Timberland.
But he had Timberland behind and so forth.
Yeah. Thank Timberland. See, you're the reason why rap is fucked up today.
Why?
What did you say?
I said it was a hot beat.
Yeah. Whatever happened to the lyrics?
Because it's the truth. It's like Chris Rock said. If you have a hot enough beat, you could just be like, slap him with a dick.
But back when we were young.
They would just dance to it.
But it's unfortunately the true fact. It's not really it's just that as the generations went on, before it was about you had to have lyrical skills.
You had to be a fucking...
I noticed, because that's why I didn't like Down South rap for a long time.
Yeah.
The lyrical skill was terrible.
Thank you.
Until like Outkast and Goody Mob came out.
Yeah.
You don't like Luke at all?
Oh, well, Come on.
Hey, we want some pussy. Hey, how is that a... No.
Football!
That's like booty dropping shit, man.
Yeah, it wasn't even really rap. It's just pretty much the same thing repeated.
It was
strippers.
If you go from Luke with that shit, right?
Yeah.
To up north with, like, Big Daddy Kane and stuff like that. Come on, there's no comparison.
But see, the thing is that I know that a lot of people up north, they like Luke and so forth there because it offered that one side of...
That's
like
when you get a girl. You can get a girl's ass on you. That's all right.
Exactly.
No, me being from the Northeast, the reason why we like Luke is because you can listen to a Luke song and not feel depressed about your fucking life. A lot of northern rappers, they want to tell you about everything wrong in the projects and how you're going to die. And it's like, what the fuck?
That's not true. That's not true.
Sometimes you just want to hear some
party
music.
True. What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about when I went into high school, and I'm a date.
You went into high school in 2002.
No. I went into high school in 89. When I went in, we had... Yeah, I'm an old lady. We had Kid and Play, and everybody was dancing.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody was happy. When I came out of high school, it was fucking DMX and Tupac and Onyx, and everybody was fucking angry. Same thing with The Rock. We went in, and it was like...
Girls.
Yeah, we came out, and it was fucking Kurt Cobain just shot himself in the head. It's like,
wait,
not 4-year period.
Wait, you went to school. What was the year you went?
89 and 93.
Well, see that was just it. It was like
we went from happy-go-lucky to the world sucks. It fucking kill yourself, nigga.
Well,
how did that happen in 4 years?
It's very simple because you had a generational change. You had the 80s, like
yes.
Those kids grew up. Those people who were artists in the 80s grew up in like the 60s and 70s. They had happy time. You basically had the Dare kids start growing up in the 90s, the 70s, 80s. Like when the government program stopped and all the cuts started happening and all the shit went downhill, the crack epidemic began and stuff like that.
And it was a recession too.
You got people who grew up on that shit and they weren't fucking happy. It was like, you know what? Everything ended good in my head. It was like the message. You know,
the rock music was depressing. The rap music was depressing.
You graduated in 93.
Yes.
I graduated in 91.
Yeah.
So how the fuck did you go to high school 1 year before me?
I started in 89, Dave. You must have started in 87.
Okay, well, there you go.
You're old. You were in high school really, really neat.
I was in high school when fucking Slick Rick came out on a cassette, motherfucker.
Wow.
That's the shit.
I wasn't even born yet.
That's the rap I remember. When I graduated high school, that's when NWA came out with Fuck the Police. But it didn't get too drastic or down until like...
when I came out.
Like DMX.
I mean, I swear to God,
like, there was a time. That shit was funny.
When I was a senior in high school,
because
they wanted to be like... because
everybody wanted to be a wannabe.
They wanted to be like DMX and Onyx, and you had to shave your head off.
But see,
before that, they had the boxes, the high top fade.
Oh, really? So wait,
like that.
So wait.
All about cornrows down south.
Mm. Wait a minute. So you don't like that song?
What song?
Don't push me, cause
I'm close.
Wait, you don't like that song, right?
Like that
that's
song.
about life. That's about pride in the ghetto. But that's depressing, though.
It's not depressing because the
it
way
is depressing.
He said.
Well, actually, it was the first
angry rap song.
That's what I'm saying.
He said you end up in jail. He called somebody an undercover fag hag, and that made me crack up when I was a kid because I didn't know what it
was. No, but what I'm saying is that was one of those songs that was angry, but you danced to it.
Did you ever see the video?
I saw the video.
The video was terrible.
But explain to me that.
Like, the guy is rapping.
She can't explain
it.
Stop pulling out your chair, man.
No, you just see this other guy in the background. All he's doing is this, doing a video.
Yeah.
But that was an alien.
All
he
was doing was different poses, and I'm like, all through the video.
It had a positive feel to the song,
yes.
Even though it was negative.
Yes.
Come on. How can you relate that, like, treat her like a prostitute from Slick Rick or to the 90s where I'll tell her a brother bye-bye and pop him in his right eye?
That's even funnier. DMX is hilarious to me.
I know.
Like,
I love DMX. Actually, I like DMX's first one. I didn't like Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood.
Well, that's because he had too many albums backed up.
Yeah, he did.
Each other, so, I mean,
that was my first cassette, actually.
What, Flesh of My Flesh, really?
Yes.
Now, how about Wu-Tang Clan? Did you like Wu-Tang Clan? Did you?
I didn't really get into Wu-Tang Clan until, like, I was, like, 15.
Pop quiz, who can name all the members?
RZA, Jesus,
Spectre of Death.
Wu-Tang,
Ghostface Killer,
and Method Man.
H-O-D,
man.
Wow. I didn't know I was going to get that reaction.
Another segue, I might be opening for Master Killer of Wu-Tang Clan in Miami in March.
Nice.
There you go.
That is very nice.
Make sure y'all get tickets to go see that shit.
It's actually called Wu-BQ. It's a barbecue and Master Killer's.
Where's it at in Miami? I want to go.
Yeah.
It's, I believe...
RZA might be there.
The promoter told me either Eve Event Center or... The Villa 220.
Fuck, let's do that shit, man.
Yeah,
and it's like, it's $20 to get in there and the barbecue.
That's it.
I'm down. We gotta go check out Master Killer. Wait a minute.
We might have to sleep in the Jeep, but we can do it.
Wait, Master Killer, you weren't part of the original Wu-Tang Clan. You
yes,
had
was.
Your own record.
The RZA, the GZA.
He had his own record. He had his own
Killer was part of it.
Killer Priest.
Killer Priest, yes. Who had the one that was Basic Instruction Before I Leave Earth? That was just no, that wasn't
GZA,
wasn't
it? Yeah, the Basic Instruction
the Art of Wu-Tang.
The Basic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got all those albums. Come on now.
What's the one you keep playing with the little boy?
When I was little, my father was famous. He was the greatest scammer. That's the shit, yo. When the MCs came, pop quiz, who took that beat? When the MCs came to rip out the name.
Missy Elliott?
No.
I don't know.
That, you don't know? That's right.
I don't know.
I don't know who took that beat.
You don't know who took that beat? Well, continue talking while I find this and I'll show you.
So,
you know what? When I played Cortez,
you
know.
You both perform together now?
Yeah, now we do. I Full Sail has like a electronic bulletin board, like OrgSync is kind of like Facebook and like your school email, like all matched into one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking for some management. I make beats and
check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you took it? I'll play it for you.
And
I'll just play you the beats.
Responded. We've been talking ever since. We performed a couple of shows.
Listen to it.
Can you pause that? Sorry, I got some unprofessionalism happening here. I'm trying to conduct an
interview. I'm sorry, the fucking video popped up. I'm sorry, okay.
Go ahead, please continue.
And I've been helping him engineer his album that he's working on, so like we've been kind of doing a lot of work recently, the past couple of weeks.
I'd say the album's pretty fire so far. But
right.
That's just me.
Will it be available to download or buy?
Yeah, Hot Life, Fire Like Dylan.
It will be five best weapons.
All right. Pop, ready? Tell me this doesn't sound like it.
Yo, look, you got a message.
Ready? Listen closely. Here it goes.
What about Kanye West?
Yeah, but listen to the beat.
We're gonna guess the sample.
Yeah, you're gonna hear the same thing. You ready?
I can't hear this without thinking it's South Park gay.
Wait, hold on, wait. Let him listen.
Kind of.
When the MCs came to rip out the names, you see what I'm saying?
It's not the same, but it almost sounds like it.
Why won't it stop? Here, give it to me.
I don't like that fucking iPad.
It doesn't like you either. It's calibrated to my touch.
Fuck your iPad, man. I don't give a shit. Calibrated to your touch.
It is. You can calibrate it to your specific touch.
That's gangster.
No homo.
Mm-hmm.
My iPad likes the way I touch it and gently stroke it and rub my fingers along the glass.
Anyways.
I like her. I like this chick with the no hair and the lines in her head like Big Daddy Kane.
She's a better fan than I ever had.
Fucking right. She's dope, yo. Don't look shy. We have to watch this later.
I'm DVRing it. So
yeah, Lady Sasha, the Urban Suburbanite.
Yeah.
Anything else we have to talk about?
Whatever y'all want to talk about. Is there anything y'all want to bring up regarding like where you're playing and all that? Oh, plug where people can find your stuff. You have a YouTube channel. You have an iTunes
yes,
page.
Yes, dude. Yes, dude. What the heck, man?
No homo.
Yeah. No. That cancels it.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, Ryan Mike King, that's RYMICTHEKING. And you can find it, if you could Google me, you can find me freaking anywhere. My actual website is, it's not actually finished yet, but I have it. let's see, YouTube.com/user/RyanMikeKing. My Facebook, facebook.com/takingoveryourworld. Yeah, it should be Ryan Mike the King, but I actually stole it from myself. I couldn't use it again. And, ReverbNation.com/RyanMikeTheKing. And datpiff.com, you can get my last mixtape, The Way Mixtape 2, which has my, recent accidental hit song, Date Rape, on it, which we're making
We need to talk about that.
Yeah, we're making a remix for it right now for the new album.
What's the remix? Gang Rape?
it's Date Rape, but it's with a new beat, because I made it by accident. Like, it was for a contest where you use the person's beat, and then you make a song over it, and I didn't expect it to be so popular.
Oh.
I just kind of made it like, yeah, people are going to think that this is crazy. Like,
how did it come to pass and became Date Rape?
People just like Date Rape, I guess. Like, they like the song.
I came out with a song called Date Rape.
Oh, didn't know that.
Yep.
I gotta listen to this.
Well,
let's see, can we find it on this? We need to play something. We need to play something while he's here.
You look, your iPad is specific to your touch.
He's going to pull it up right here. We're going to turn it up.
I can't touch your iPad. It doesn't like me.
Currently number 9 locally in Orlando.
Should I readjust this?
Date Rape, y'all. Look at their roofie.
Oh my God. Yeah. The dude that did the I kick butt Batman's ass.
Oh, fucking what's
that? That's what he reminds me of. I'm gonna look that up.
That's pretty good.
I can see the comparisons in there now.
Oh, you can see the comparison.
I mean, it's like I don't say this.
Yeah.
The Slim Shady side of things.
Has anyone told you that you kind of sound like Macho Man Randy Savage?
He does. What are you talking about? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm never
too Slim Jim.
I'm
going
to get in your ass.
At the beginning of the song, his voice sounds like Macho Man Randy Savage.
Go ahead now. Who does that compare you to? Let me.
I immediately thought of. Have you ever heard of Wesley Willis?
Have you ever heard of Wesley Willis?
He's a rapper who's
passed away.
He passed away. I think he was schizophrenic, wasn't he?
Yes.
Something was wrong about him, but
yeah,
he used to do interesting stuff. This is his song called "I Whoop Batman's Ass." I didn't put the volume up.
Uh-huh.
Your music is much better than this.
Batman
but,
got on my nerves. He was running me amok. He ridiculed me, calling me a bum. I whoop Batman's ass. I whoop Batman's ass.
This guy is...
How does he sound like? How does he sound like Ryan White?
No, he doesn't sound like him at all. But the concept of rapping or singing about something that's completely crazy reminded me of this.
I whooped Batman's ass.
Batman thought he was bad. He was a fucking asshole in the first place. He got
He also has one called Rock and Roll McDonald's. It just
It just reminds me of that, also the other song, Why Must I Cry?
Oh! Did you ever see that?
No!
I have to. This guy is so popular though.
Song is terrible.
Yeah. And guess where he's from? Guess where that guy's from? Hartford, Connecticut.
Wow.
Somebody had to leave on that note about this.
See, he had to run because he's from Hartford, Connecticut. He doesn't want anybody to know.
Rip your city, man. Rip your city.
This is Red Dog.
Oh man.
Who's also he's very popular.
Yeah, Gold
G. Oh, I've seen this.
Why was that?
No, but I think he's totally serious. Whereas he's actually joking about rape. He's not seriously gonna rape somebody.
Yeah.
Was he serious about the song? In the shower? The fact that he's in the shower busting suds is like hilarious.
I think it's on Tosh.
Tosh 1.0. This was introduced to us in our finance class, actually.
He's washing his ass.
Yes, he is.
Where the fuck is he running to?
He's running in the park in Connecticut.
I'm just saying. We're from Slaves Dog. We've been free for about like 300 years now. 100
years. Yeah.
150 something. My mouth is off right now. Excuse me.
Looks like he has a security guard uniform on.
Yeah, it was a security guard uniform. Corrections officer.
He also has a friend, I think he has a song called Why Do I Want Your Friends to Die or something like that. That's in West Farms Mall. It's freaky when you see people. I'm gonna shut this off now because it's not good enough to watch all the way through. But it's freaky when you see people make these homemade videos and it's like by your hometown. You're like, I know right where that is.
Like, I'm not repping that. I'm not claiming that shit.
No,
at all.
No.
But like, where people are that your hometown? I don't know what the hell you talking about, dog. I don't know who.
That's a little scary.
Even though, like, since I moved down here, I've saw more gold teeth than I've had in my entire life.
That's the Florida.
Yo, even the old ladies have gold teeth in this fucking place.
Yeah.
Welcome to the South.
Yeah, in Michigan, like, hardly, like, nobody has gold teeth.
Oh, we must say this so that we do not get hate mail or get sued. We do not endorse rape in any form. The song is just a song. It should be taken as a form of art, an expression of an artist, and that's it. So if you go out and rape somebody, that's your own goddamn fault, not because you heard that song.
Either that,
don't even try it.
And if you get caught, don't tell them where you found them.
Either that, or you play for Duke Lacrosse.
Who was it? Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal said, "Kobe, don't be raping."
Damn.
Okay, well,
I just
got the signal to wrap it up.
Yeah. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen,
we'll post the links to all Ryan Mike's stuff underneath the podcast. Make sure you guys have Twitter.
Yes, I do.
So follow Ryan Mike at
Ryan Mike King,
and follow Surplus at
Surplus Music.
At Surplus Music, as always, I'm at Fashion Freak. Don't tweet me no dicks, because that bothers me. I'll put you on blast. Go ahead. No, that's happened. And that actually happened on Google+. That wasn't even a Twitter thing. I was expecting it on Twitter. Google+, I was not expecting that.
Who
shit.
Who sent you that?
Some random, because on Google+, random people can connect with you. You don't have to follow them back. They can follow you without you following them back. And they just send you a message. You open, and you're like, boom, dick.
And this is, you can follow me at TonyMan00, and don't send me any dicks either. Send me vagina shots. No blue waffles, just vagina shots. And?
I'm just Cortez. I don't have anything to follow because personally I hate Twitter, but that's just me.
That's right, see? Tweeters.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But you can watch his web series, which is Odds of Winning.
Odds of Winning.
On YouTube.
Shout out to Josh. Who can't be here right now?
Yes.
Shout out to his Josh's girlfriend.
Oh, we have to give a shout out to Mark Twain, who had to leave early.
Mark Twain.
Mark Twizzy Twain.
Oh, Mark Twain. Yeah, yes. Shout out to Mark Twain in that little car.
All right. Good night.
Good night.